Now this is my song here. Country boy. Depending on God's word. How many depending on it? The word says this: let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. I'm glad I learned how to lean and depend on His word. Lift your hand. All of thine heart, and lean not unto your own understanding, but in all of your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. Say it again.
Person sit down beside you tonight. When I call your name, take them by the hand and tell them that's my day. And pull them up. Just pull them up. Just pull them up. Just pull them up. Out of their seat. Dwayne, if you don't mind tonight, I want you to join in with me right here. Dwayne, right here, listen. Somebody said Monday when he touched it. Somebody said Tuesday when he saved your soul. Was it Wednesday when he made you whole? Thursday when he came down. Touch your boy.
Oh, what a Friday.
And say that's my deal. I got one more deal. Yeah. I got one more deal. It was Friday. Sunday morning. Somebody said, I looked at my hands and they looked new. I looked down at my feet and they did too. But most of all, y'all, I had love. I had love, love in my heart. Now somebody right out there tonight, some sound like you got up and thrown in a towel. You feel like you can't take it no more. So touch your boy, tell them what they gotta do tonight. You gotta reach beyond the brink. You got to reach beyond the brink. Ain't got no money. Beyond the brink. Build on you. They ain't got no job. You don't know how you're gonna make it. But God told me to tell you what you gotta do is
hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
You got that. 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 You got that.
Hold on.
In the morning.
Hold on.
In the evening.
Hold on.
When I get
Good morning, I am your radio host Blessed. On a beautiful Saturday, it's 15 minutes after 8 a.m. from the studio of the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
How many thankful folks in the house tonight? If you're thankful, get on your feet and let's tell God together we're thankful. Thank you. may not have many things to say tonight, but can't nobody say my part for me like I can, because the Lord has been that good to me. I want us to thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
Anybody? life was completely turned around. All things would change to Paul, and he said, I'm on the right road now. I believe I heard Paul Whitty say,
I'm on the right road now.
I'm on the right road now.
I'm on the right road now.
Thank you, Lord, ever since.
If I fix it with Jesus,
I can tell the world.
I'm on the right road now.
Thank you, Lord, you know I got it.
God is straight and narrow.
But one day I fell my way.
I always somehow.
Whatever it seems.
If I fix it with Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, I'm on the right. Tell
Come on! leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes, the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me, hurt me. Lord, deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me.
Yes, sir.
Bye.
It's 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on a beautiful sunny day. Thank you again for tuning in with me. I'm your host, Blessed. We'll be right back, right after this.
It's gorgeous. And you caught it first on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
Catch the wave on the NFI.
and depend on Jesus. Because he'll always lead me the right way.
Clap, 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 yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I got a feeling.
15 minutes after the hour. I hope you're enjoying the music. I'm blessed. Be sure to tune in Monday through Sunday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network in Raleigh, North Carolina, for the very best in quartet and contemporary Christian music. And catch the wave.
See the light Oh, is a story. It's my fingerprint in the valley. There is confidence in the shadow. I will be your strength. One thing's for sure, I am your Lord.
Mama.
Isn't God good? I am your radio host Blessed, I've got more music coming your way. Look, I want to encourage you to keeping on trusting Jesus, no matter what you might be going through. Keep the faith. Alright, let's get back with more gospel music.
I know it was Jesus.
Yes, sir.
I know.
covered under the blood. You done tried all you can, all but one day, you told the Lord, enough is enough. He sent his only son to save all of us. Told me just the other day, they said, "Rel, you go around singing all over this world, telling everybody about the God you serve." And I told him, "Why you bothering me? He been good to you, just like you've been good to me. All you got to do is trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Your own understanding, but acknowledge him in all of your ways. If you walk right, trouble won't last always. I know he did, because he did it for mama. I know he did it, because he did it for daddy. The same God that did it for us, he'll do it for you. Somebody wave your hand if you know what I'm talking about. If you know the Lord did it, he'll heal the sick, he'll raise the dead, he'll feed the hungry. The Bible said it, the Bible said it. 5,000 hungry souls he fed. Well, that ain't all. I said, that ain't all. I went a little bit further, and I searched the Bible, and it told me was a man by the name of Lazarus. He had already gone on, lost his life, but somebody said Lazarus, sister got nervous and called the Lord. My brother would have been here had you came a long time ago, but the Lord, he went to the grave and told the grave to get up, and Lazarus started walking.
Growing up as a child in my mother's care, my mother told me he would always be there for my. Now I'm a grown man, living on my own. I can truly say, Jesus, he ain't never left me alone. Every now and then I have to tell him, Lord,
it's all right to clap your hands.
Tell the Lord that sometimes.
Lift my hand and said, Jesus, he ain't never left me alone.
you that anybody in this place can lift your hand right down the road and tell the Lord, I'm depending.
I'm depending.
I'm depending.
I'm depending on you.
Tell us, let's go and drive this thing. Can't sing it, Lord, but let's just tell it. I'm depending.
I'm depending.
I'm depending.
I'm depending.
When my money gets funny.
I'm depending.
When my chains get strange.
I'm depending.
When my friends get few.
I'm depending.
Don't know what to do.
I'm depending.
I done found somebody.
Be right back with more great gospel music right after this important message.
All right. Well, look, I'm Thurlin Kearney, and those of you been locking in and tuning in Mondays through Sunday, we certainly want to take time out on this Father's Day weekend to thank each and every one that tune in right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. And to all of the fathers around the world, we hear from the NFI Radio Gospel Network in Raleigh, North Carolina, want to salute each and every father around the world and have a blessed and safe Father's Day weekend. Now, back with your host, it's Blessed, right here from the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
I want to send a shout out to Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you for the comments and all of the listeners that tune in each and every day. I'm your radio host, Blessed. Now, let's get back with more gospel music.
Houston, we are so proud to have them. The legends are here tonight. 45 years they've been singing. Let's give it up for the legendary
Mighty Clouds of Joy.
in the choir kind of helped me out. What y'all got to say? It did good.
To see you. We're going to have some more church up in here in a minute. Today's a special day for the Mighty Clouds of Joy. 45 years ago, we came in and made our first record in Houston. We're back!
God!
over 2,000 years ago. Oh, this man had power. He had more power than any other man. This man could heal the sick with just one touch of his hand. Let me tell you what else this man could do. He could walk on
water.
North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York,
Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Yeah. To do something for, you know, like Lil Darren.
Okay, Lil Darren.
Yeah.
Okay, let's all try right. it. Here we go. We're going to call. I'm going to go ahead and dial a number now.
Okay.
Hello? I'm trying to reach Pastor Edwards.
Yes, this is Pastor Edwards. How can I help you?
Pastor Edwards, I'm trying to call for forgiveness.
Sorry, my son, forgiveness or what?
I've stepped out of my marriage, and I've been having a relationship with one of the members of the church.
Well, young man, you called the right person, because in God's house, this is what he said we both to do. He is a gracious person and merciful.
Yes, sir.
And when you do stuff like that, God said he forgive you. But the main thing that you came to acknowledge that you know you did something that is wrong and sinful.
Right. I know it was wrong, and I've been doing it over a year now, you know? And I wanted to talk to somebody, you know?
But I'm happy that you called me about this, because when you go through stuff like that, that's what you call a desire, a passion, a lust that you got to get out of you. So I want to know something. Are you a member here? And then again, what is your name?
My name is Derek. I'm not a member there. I come there maybe once a month, sometimes twice a month.
Once a month. Well, I'm here to let you know. God said, you know, we must draw our heart to people in the need that you are doing. Now, what you need to do, young man, is you're doing the right thing, confessing your sin. Tell me more about you.
Well, I just wanted to be forgiven, you know. I wanted to be forgiven for, you know, first of all, stepping outside of my marriage and then messing with somebody in the church.
Well, God forgive you for the sins that you do when you go to him and tell him to forgive you. And he forgive you right then and then, but you got to understand, you got to stop it. And then you're saying you're messing with somebody in the church.
Right.
That's where the problem comes, not just in the church. I ain't saying you can't, you don't supposed to do it outside, but in the church.
I understand. I know I'm not going to do it anymore, and I made up my mind, but she's just able to make me do whatever she wants me to do.
Well, she seemed to me like she got a hold on you that you got to break that spirit from her, and, I mean, you can't come in contact with her. Even in church, when you see her, sir, you got to go the other direction. You got to leave her alone.
I know.
Hey, man, let me get you to come into my church so I can give you some counseling. Because if you come in here and by you being in my church with me, I know that through me, through the power of God, we can help you overcome what you're going through.
Okay. I can come in for counseling. I mean, I feel bad about what I did and how long I've been doing it.
It's all right. Just come in, let me meet you, and we go through some counseling. And I guarantee you, through the power of God, with my help, you will be a better man than what you are right now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Are you going to forgive her, too?
Of course I forgive her. And then the thing about it, God forgive her, too.
You
better get than that. We'll get both of y'all in it so all this can stop. How that sound?
You both of us what?
I would like to have both of y'all in the room with me when I counsel y'all so we can get to the bottom of so this won't never happen again at all.
Right, and you'll forgive both of us, right?
I'll forgive both of y'all.
I'm so glad to hear you say that. So you'll forgive the first lady?
I forgive her, too.
Will you forgive the first lady of the church?
The first lady? What you talking about, young man? The first lady of the church is my wife.
I know.
You were having an affair with my wife? Is that what you're telling me?
I'm just glad you forgive her.
No. Is this my wife you're talking about, young man?
I've been seeing her for a year.
You were seeing my wife for a year.
I'm glad that you forgive me. I'm glad you said it so I can hear it. And I hope that you say you forgive her too, right?
No. I'm a man of God, but I'm human too, okay? And I have a flesh, too. Let me tell you something. I love God to death. But let me tell you something. You come around here with me, I don't know what will happen because I'm a man of God, but it's a certain point that you can push anybody.
But as long as we're doing the right thing at this point, right?
Ain't about no right thing at this point. What you done did yesterday and the day before, that's what I want to talk about. Now you want forgiveness. It's consequent come with that forgiveness. When the last you saw my wife...
This morning?
You saw my wife this morning. Let me tell you something. I'm a man of God. Yes, I would love to have you, but I'll deal with my wife later. You hear me? You're the type of guy that the Bible talk about stoning to death. I won't do that because I'm a man of God, but if I can just see you, I will show you what grace really means. I want to catch you. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you from a man point of view.
But a minute ago, you forgave me.
I forgave
you. Forgave me.
Yes. But I'm a man, and you calling me to my church about this incident that happened with my wife. And now you want forgiveness. Yeah, I do forgive you. But I need the Lord to forgive me for what I'm going to do. And then I'm going to beat you. Then I'm going to show you how it feels to be stoned. Because that's what you just did to me. You stoned me.
So, Pastor, you just got pranked by the first lady.
Oh, my God, man. Lord Jesus. That's why God said pray and stay up on his word. I can't speak. Jesus.
Gospel music at its best live from the NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina. I am your host, Blessed, and I will be with you Monday through Sunday. From 8 a.m. till 11 a.m.
For those of you that are feeling ashamed and broken over the things that have happened in your past. Some of you have made bad decisions and others are just hurting because the very people you trusted have let you down. Well, I came to tell you, let it go. Be strong. But see it don't make no difference. Release it all is and it gets so hard
to put behind
the things
try
to make up your mind whether to be weak or be strong.
Let go of hold on.
But today
time.
Let's sing it again. You ought to leave. So doing this for them doomers folks back there tonight. Let me stay right there.
Ain't it sweet just to know that one day we'll meet you? Ain't it sweet just to know one day
that we'll all be
meet you?
Oh yes, we will.
Over in that land. Ain't it sweet just
to know that one day we'll be? Oh yeah. I gotta do one more. There's one more they used to do, and I gotta sing a little bit of this one for myself tonight. I ain't gonna even ask y'all, can I do it? I'm gonna do it anyway. But Mother used to sing this, and don't let me sing it.
Burn.
Of God,
Lord,
all of the saints, oh Lord,
Lord,
oh
God,
we'll be
together
it all, but just that we gon' sit down.
We're right at the bottom of the hour. I'm your host, Blessed. Glory to God, on this wonderful morning, and I pray that you are all well. Look, maybe you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. I want to reach out to you and let you know that Jesus loves you right where you are. You can come to Him right now. Romans 10 verse 9 say that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thy heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If you are willing to come to Jesus today, call now, 347-215-8049. I am your radio host, Blessed, and I am standing by to receive your phone call. Alright, let's get back with more gospel music, here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina.
Acts 1 and 8 tells us, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon us. Then Philippians tells me that I can do all things with Christ, which strengthens me. Yes, sir. But 2 Timothy told me, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Somebody needs your power.
I'm going to keep on praying.
Feel the power come down.
I'm going to keep right on praying.
Feel the power come down.
Right on,
till the power come down.
Everybody clap your hands in
promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight, we as a people will get to the promised land.
Go tell Pharaoh. Yeah, yeah. Go tell Pharaoh. Yeah. Racial injustice, equality. We coming out of this poverty. Get your knee off my neck. I can't breathe. No justice. You know we come from the dirt. Told me to last to be first. They're trying to make me a slave. But I'm a child of the king. Get your knee off my neck. I can't breathe. No justice. You know we come from the dirt. Told me to last to be first. They're trying to make me a slave. But I'm a child of the king. If you bless, go say.
black again. I remind myself that we serve a God of victory and say, I know my God will triumph once again. Turn to your neighbor and say, my God.
Change has come over here.
host Blessed, from the studio of the NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina. Now that was a powerful song, and we have more, just like that coming your way. Did you know that today is going to be better than yesterday?
Say it again.